and Aloha Hay. Another Becheret. Continuing with our approach essay that a person can explain his nether, you know, even if the nether sounds bad, he can explain away and not be bound by it. Another becherem, if a person said that he took a nether as a cherem, v'amrei said, lo radati ela b'chelmer chermo shel yom. I only intend to make a cherem like the net of a sea. A cherem is called, is another term for the net with which you go fishing. Okay. I'm not sure exactly what the derivation is, but that of course would not be a valid nether. Similarly, he says, "Lord, it's another carbon. Use a carbon, which of course normally would be a very severe nether." I only meant to invoke the gifts given to kings, which is, of course, a very obscure use of the word carbon, but hey, it does exist. I am forbidden as a carbon. V'amar, I said, lo nadati ela be'etzem. I didn't mean myself, but rather the a bone. Shenachti Leo's know their bow, which I made to be designated for to be, you know, an object for which I make a net, with which I make a netter. So in other words, he says, when I said that's me, I didn't mean myself, I meant my bone. Okay, it's very funny, but he meant,
but that's a part of the body.
No, it's a separate bone. It's like a chicken bone.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like a bone which he designated for the purpose of keep making the dharm. So it's very strange, but that's what he says. What he got here, it's not on the korban that he's disputing, but saying it's not what's going on himself, but rather on this bone. Konam ishti nenesli, he says that he took a konam that his wife should have any better for him, and then he says, lo nadarti elam ishti, we sure only had in mind my first wife, the one I'm not married to anymore. So, same idea. Shigirashi, we had divorced already. And on all of these, you don't have to be matir neder, go to chacham be matir neder, because we assume, you know, he was mefarish, albeit it was a strange perish, but, you know, he has the right to do that. V'im nishalu, what if the amaretz comes to be shara on this neder? In other words, he personally thinks it is a neder. So in that case, onchu machmir aleim, we punish them, we make it more severe for them, in order that they shouldn't come to make frivolous nedarim, divrei meir. Chachorim say, poschim lehem pesim mokom acher, we're not so severe with them. We find them a pesach from elsewhere, in other words, that they shouldn't know about the loophole that this nether was not a valid nether. Lanim osama, we instruct them, that they shouldn't be frivolous with the dorm. So Korner and Meir, we actually make life more difficult for them. Korner and Rabbanon, we don't make life so difficult for them. But regardless, if they assume it's a valid neder, so then we don't disabuse them of that. We, you know, conduct ourselves as if it's a valid neder. Okay? Even if they're a mefarish it. But they still think it's a valid neder, I guess, because they're amaratim. So then we conduct ourselves accordingly.
It sounds like you make him squirm a little bit. But
yeah, not too much. Okay? Now, there's a funny Gemara here. The Gemara just one long story. Chai bar nash nader b'ilim milai. A certain individual made a nether of this sort. Asakami Remeir. It came from Remeir. It was, of course, more severe. Shilachti gabi Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir sentenced Rabbi Yehuda. Send him on a wild goose chase. On Malay, and he said to the person who came to him, Remeir said to the person who gave to him, Odei, tell Rabbi Yehuda, Dosis Legabai, that you came to me, Vishlachtich Legabai, and I sent you to him. Asak Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so came to Rabbi Yehuda. Shlachtich Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda sent to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Lei, and he instructed the guy to tell Rabbi Yossi, Odei, tell Rabbi Yossi, Dishalchoch Remeir Legabai, that Remeir sent you to me, Vishlachti the Gabay, and I sent you to Rabbi Yossi. Ah, so the Gabay Rabbi Yossi, so he came from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, look it. In Lace Kadmoah, Mishri Lach, if the first guys you went to, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, were not going to be Matthew and interview, so Choron Mishri Lach, you think that we, the last one, meaning me, that I'm going to be Matthew United for you, Tislay, is he, I hold, like Remeir, Imnishalu Onchimoso, if he comes to him, show on that we punish him, Umachmirin Aleim, and we're Machmirin him, so therefore it's certainly not my place to be Matthew the Nether for you. Chazer Asa Kumi Remeir, so came back for Remeir, the guy took the Nether, okay, so he went for Remeir, to be back to Remeir Yossi, and then back to Remeir. Amrlei, so the guy complained to Remeir, he said, look it, you didn't have to be Matthew the Nether, but why'd you put me through so sorrow? Only Avisa Yoda do Cain. If you knew that this was going to be the case, then neither of you nor Rabbi Yossi are going to be Matthew by Nether, Lama Lama Matthew Bikan Mesa. Why should somebody begin with this? It's going to be a fruitless chase. Amalei so said, Chamisoch Mekeh, and Meir responded, I saw you being Mekel and Adorim, the Chamisoch, and it made life more difficult for you. It was more severe for you. Now, it doesn't say if Meir then went down to be Matthew's Nether or not. I assume he did. But before it was Matthew's Nether, he sent him on a wild goose chase, and that's the ancient Machmir in Allah. To make him drive him crazy, the next time he would be more careful not to take potential in the dark. Okay? Now, a paragimel. Alochav. Arv in the Dorim b'tiv chachom. Chachom were Matthew four in the Dorim. Now, it seems, although the one's going to ask on this, it seems that they were Matthew even without She'ela. They said these in the Dorim are null and void from the get-go. What are these Nidorim? Nidre Ziruzim, Nidorim of urging. Nidre Avoy, exaggerating Nidorim. Nidre Shkog is unintentional Nidorim. Nidre Onchim, Nidorim one is compelled to make. And the Mishnahis will explain one by one what these various different types of Nidorim are. So what's Nidre Ziruzim, urging Nidorim? Hoyam Ochir Chayfetz, if someone is selling an object. Omer said, he takes an oath, he's not going to charge less than $4 for it. I'm not going to pay more than $2 for it. So each one here, both the seller and the buyer, made the darim. One made an area, he's not going to sell for less than $4. The other made an area, he's not going to sell for less than $2. So we say they both really want $3. And therefore, then the darim are not in the darim, they can transgress in the darim and settle on $3. Right? Somebody who wants to urge his friend to eat by him a meal. So sometimes Yomar will say, you should tell him. Now, the Mishnah's missing here. The Bible actually makes the Tzimis of this, but Yushami doesn't, but it's obvious the Mishnah's missing here. It means that if I make a nether and I say, all my property should be also upon you if you don't come. So that's kind of meta, which is nidre zuzim. It's also meant to urge, to make diligent, make him, be more diligent, and therefore it's not going to be a valid meta. And the rest of it is really a separate thing. It's really supposed to say something to the effect of a person can make a condition to cancel all subsequent nidorim. How does he do that? And this is really the source for kol nidre. Person say, kol neder shani osi lidor, any neder I'm about to make during the course of this coming year, harei batel is null and void. And that works, Uvachi is Zachar B'Shatz HaNeder, as long as he remembers that was his stipulation at the end of the year when he makes the Neder. And Mora is going to ask if he remembers the stipulation when he makes the Neder, why is he need a stipulation? What good does it do? Stipulation usually works if you're not going to remember, right? So you have a stipulation which stops the gap. But here it says, you must remember the stipulation which you made at the beginning of the year. What good does it do then to make the stipulation? Anyway, you're going to have to recall it, and so just have him make it every time he makes an ender. Okay, so we might as well discuss it. Look, now, initially, one understands that when it says Chachomir Amati, these Nidorim means after She'ela. In other words, not without a She'ela, it's with a She'ela's Chachom. So then we're asked a natural question. Chol Nidorim Lav Chachomir Hishamatir, is it not all Nidorim which is Chachomir Amati? But then we didn't learn and exceed. By the way, Moshe, Rosh Matos, Rosh Matos, Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes. Tola Parsha Rosh Matos. The Parsha links this, and this is talking about the Parsha of Nidorim. Parsha does again, Parsha Matos. So Tola Parsha Rosh Matos. There's a linkage to the heads of the tribes, Shumatern and Nidreov, that they should be able to be Matur Neder. Right? Another couple of possible sources. Rosh Shmuel said, Well, Yaakov Dvar, a person should not profane his words once he made a nether. So in this we darshan, he cannot profane his own words. But somebody else can profane his words. Which means that a chacham can make his words profane by nullifying the vow. As the Gemara says, what is that? That chacham shemati nidra, the chacham was not your nether. Said a pasukin Tehillim to teach us this. It says, Nishbati Vakayema. I took an oath and I fulfilled it. So it comes out that sometimes there's an oath which is not fulfilled. How is an oath not fulfilled? It must be that there's a way of being matured. How you matured? You by a chacham. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Shenishbati Bapi. There's another source for it's in the Dorim. Says that which I took an oath in my anger. Bapinishbati, someone's. That's the Pesach, since he took when he was angry, Chayzer Anibi, I can renege. And therefore, since I can renege, so therefore, it must be that it's done with some mechanism. The mechanism is a Chacham. So be that all as it may. Well, actually, it's a statement. All that in the Dorm we see are made with by a Chacham. Utsninon. Yet it says in our Mishnah only four Nedarim. It says in our Mishnah Dinner Arba Nedarim Tuchotir Chachamim. No more. They only mark these four scenarios. Elazar Shem Rechi Ruba said what I said at the beginning. Elu Einan Tzrichim Heter Chacham. These don't require a Heter Chacham, right? They're even better than normal Nedarim. Normal Nedarim Takir Yimatir, but these don't require a Heter Chacham, right? And Rabbi Shua Tarvei and Amin and Rabbi Shua both said, Elu, it's a typo over here, this word hain, it should be Elu, ain't Tzrichim Heter Chacham, they said the same thing, these don't require Heter Chacham. Now, the Gemara asks an interesting question. Hey, Sivasi, or Isi asks, Varei Lomotzinu Pesel Nedarim Elu Mikan. Wait a minute. The whole concept of Heter Nedarim comes from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is what teaches us that at certain times when the nether was not meant to be a nether. And it's in fact inferred somewhere else, later in the Perek, in the Masechta, one of them brings it down here, one of them Farshim, that this is the source for all Hatars Nedarim. Red Baz brings it down, yeah. That Red Baz brings down from the Bavli, the patrons of the Bavli. The Bavli in Dav Chaf Aleph says, that ain't chol. If you look at the Ridbaz in the fifth line down in Ridbaz, Amrei, I don't know what that is. Amrei Yochum, let's say Amrei Yochum Ravasi, ain't chacham Rashal Atir Alok ain't arbo nedarim halolu. You see that in the Ridbaz. So we see that Hetzer Nedarim is based on our Mishnah. So if Hetzer Nedarim based on our Mishnah was the four types of Nedarim mentioned in Mishnah are the archetypical Nedarim which can be made mutzer by a chacham. So how can you say our Mishnah means even not made mutter by a chacham? Our Mishnah doesn't even require a chacham. It's not consistent with the assumption that our Mishnah serves as the archetypes for nedarim which can be made mutter by a chacham. For then you go around and say, but these don't even require a chacham. Where's the congruity there? It's not congruent at all, right? So it says Marmalei Shmuel. Shmuel said, "B'chagra le'mosna, is there rope wrapped around our Mishnah?" Meaning, you're assuming that our Mishnah is tied in. You know, let's use contemporary translation of a rope tied around it. You're assuming our Mishnah is tied into Heter Nedarim. Why? That there's no other Mishnah which talks about being Matir Neder. Obviously, it's not true. I prove it to you, says Shmuel. Look, Masisa Pliya Elisa, the Mishnah of Argus and Isa, it says, we have another Mishnah which talks about Heter Nedarim. The other Mishnahs which talk about being made for neder based on without a chacham. I made a mistake when I said over. The Shmuel is saying you think our Mishnah is tied into heter and there's no such thing as being matir or neder without a chacham. So he says I'll prove to you explicitly for a Mishnah being matir neder without a chacham. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah later on says in Parakhes. Right, so we see that there are nedarim which don't require a chacham, and our Mishnah also doesn't require a chacham. Why does it say then in the Bavli that there's sort of, that we learn out the parameters from here? Good question. Okay, that we can answer. And the Rebbe says that the pshat is that these are cases where you don't need a chacham to demonstrate the Pesach, because the Pesach is so obvious. But normally the chacham to find the Pesach. But in a chenami, in our Mishnah, the reason why the chacham is not necessary, and is not necessary, is because the Pesach is so obvious. Okay? But normally, you need the chacham to find the Pesach, except in our case, and the case which is more explicit later on, which says explicitly there's a neder which doesn't require a heter chacham because the Pesach is so obvious. Okay?
Maybe the Mishnah laid down the ground rules that these are the four categories that the chachamim said you could find the Pesach, and then the person can define himself about this. So we're going to.
Well, we find by all in the Dorim you have to go to a chacham. That is halacha. You do have to go to a chacham to mark your neder.
But we're saying here that...
Only these four not. Because the ground rules... You're right, we derive the ground rules from them.
Yeah.
But the ground rules are so manifest to you, you don't even need any chacham.
Yeah. Right.
Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah. Practically speaking, you don't need the chacham.
But only by these four.
Right, for these four.
Yes.
But originally...
Yeah.
The chacham laid down these ground rules.
Right.
That's what made the Mishnah says
what it says. Chachamim made, in essence, were matir of these and Durim for all time when they made the rule.
Right.
Because they saw that these Pesach is so inherent in it. That could be, it's like eternal. It's not that these and Durim don't require Heter, but Chachamim put the Heter in place when they made them lay down the rules.
The principle
was put down. That could be, that works. Says the Gemara. Posalor, Take. What does Isi do with this brisa from later on? So Posalor explains it that Kol Nedarim Tzrichim Pesach Mimokom Acher. Every neder Take needs a Pesach. They're just different two types of Pesachim. I mean, every neder requires a Heter Chacham according to Isi. They're just two types. There's some which tzrichim kondar to the Pesach Mokom Acher. There are others which need a Pesach somewhere else because the Pesach is not obvious. But the Pesach Mitzvah here, the Pesach is blatant and obvious. So it comes out that the way Isi interprets it, there's no such thing as a neder which doesn't require a chacham. Every neder requires a chacham, right? She said some of them, the Pesach is so obvious, you don't need a chacham to be involved in the process, right, of looking for a Pesach. It's there. Those are our four nedarim. The other ones in which it's not so obvious, the chacham be involved in the process of smoking out a Pesach. Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah, we don't need a heter at all. The chacham are matir for once and for all. And that's what the Gemara says. Well, that is what the Gemara said. Period. Says more. Amar Rabbi Zira. Getting back to our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah said if the seller wants four. Now this is a very cryptic Gemara. The next morning, you're going to have to change the whole thing around. But I'm going to try and do a combination of my own shot here together with the Karban Eida. Okay? With this story about the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, I said four. I'm not telling you this. Doesn't matter why. I'm going to tell you. Yeah, the key. I would never sell the coffee. I'm not telling you the key for less than $4, right? You say, I'll pay you $2. We both take oaths. But then we settle on three, so we're both exempt from being matir neder. We don't do matir neder because that's normal commerce. Everybody takes oaths in positioning and bargaining. So it says, that's only if he doesn't have a bottom line in mind. This is my interpretation of this line. It's not 100% like the Mepharshim, but it's more or less the same. If I had a bottom line in mind, when I'm the seller and I had a mental stop, I'm not going below a certain price. So then, to go below that certain price, I have to be matir neder. So let's say I decide, you know what, I will give it to him for the two. Then I have to be matir neder. On three, I don't have to. But on two, I do. Because in my mind, I expected the three. Okay? Let's say he had in his mind a price level below which he doesn't want to go. And then he decided, well, he can't dump it, so he's going to have to sell. He can't get his price, so he's going to have to sell it at a lower price than he was willing to go for originally. So then he's got to take a have heter chacham. Harei zeh mami v'zeh no einu mami. Now, this is a cool case. Again, going according to Korban Eidah, the Bnei Moshe is a totally different shot. And the Lord Samael is a different shot. But he says like this. Let's say you got one guy to which you're willing to give it for two, another guy to which you're willing to give it for only for three. You're asking four. But you have two buyers. And one of them you like, you're willing to give it to him for two. But the other one you hate, you're only willing to give it to him for three. That's not called ma'amidim. Because that means you would be inherently willing to drop down to two, just to be the right person. So therefore, even if you drop down for two, to the guy that you detest, you don't need a heter chacham on that. Okay? So, harei zeh mami v'zeh eino mami. Me'achah shabat, shabat al eitzel zeh, yibat al eitzel zeh. And this it's a battle by one, it's a battle the other. And the more now explains, Tamir Rabbi Chia by Lulani Amr Rabbi Yudan, She'ilu, it's about a case like this, if Hoya Oimer Zeh B'Selah, this guy says that that means that the seller, it's all the same person. He wants a seller, which is four. V'Zeh Oimer Litilo B'Shosh, but this guy he's prepared, Oimer Litilo means, in his mind, he says, I'm willing to give it to him for three. V'Zeh Oimer B'Shekel, to the other guy, I'm willing to give it for two. So, mamid, you would think that this is a mamid, in other words, that three is the threshold for the guy who he hates. So, no, me'achah shebiter diner zeh al zeh, since he's willing to go for a diner less, he's willing to go down to two, four to two, on this guy, bitel diner acharet, yivatel diner acharet zlo, he's going to give Mevater also on that three by the second guy, Vidnobushlein, and he's going to be willing to give it to him for two as well. So therefore, even to go below three on this guy, since there's another guy to whom he's willing to give it for two, that's okay. It doesn't require to be Mater Neder. Okay? Make sense so far? Okay, that was the hard part.
It sounds like yesterday's Gemara with the shuas on the different loaves.
Uh-huh.
When you had the shua for five loaves and four loaves.
Right.
It didn't matter which order, but I mean, just the fact that each shua was independent.
Yes.
Depending on the amount.
But here, there has to be a correlation between the two of them.
Yeah.
Words, you have to have two customers at the same time, otherwise it's not going to... Otherwise, you would have to be Matanet to give it for less than three, I think. Says where Amrayami said, Matali neither is Zeruzin. Now, the Gemara initially wants to say, although the Gemara is really going to reject this, who's the author of our Mishnah that Midir Zeruzin is not a Neder? Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, Dupatar Lam Mamidim, he says that our Mishnah is even by Mamidim. In other words, even it's a little bit difficult to understand the Gemara itself here without some help from the Pnei Moshe or Korban Eidah. But to tell you the Pnei Moshe outside, I assume the Korban Eidah says the same thing. You have a guy walking down the street, and actually two guys walking down the street. And the one guy, they see a guy walking in front of them, and one of the two guys says to his companion, this guy's I'm a Nazir if Reuven is a Nazir, the one guy walking towards us. And Shimon says, I'm a Nazir, so should have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven's walking towards Shimon, Levi, and Shimon says, I'm a Nazir if Reuven's a Nazir. And Levi says, I'm a Nazir if Reuven's not a Nazir. So neither of them become Nazirim, because you can't have a Nazir on a gamble. Because lo nitna Nazir sel la flaw, it has to be definitive, right? So to our Mishnah, we wanted to say that our Mishnah, which says that since four, even though I say my main position is four, and nobody says two, if we settle on three, neither of us needs a Neder, that's like Rabbi Tarfon, who says that a Neder made on a gamble or on a insecure foundation is not a valid Neder. Okay, that's what we want to learn our Mishnah, okay? Ma'atari nidri zuzin rabbi tarfun dupatla ma'amidim. And he says that even though they're ma'amid, it's not really on ma'amoda, right? They're not really hard and fast on that. Rabbi Bo, turning the page, Rabbi Bo said, no, tipata dibri akol. It's not true. Can be even more like Rabbanan over there, who said that they're both, that the whoever turns out to be correct is the nazir. Here they would agree. Because they'll by money, everything is always fluid. Shame Amin means people don't have a line by money. And since they don't have a line by money, I mean, it's not necessarily a contradiction to previous Gemara, although I think it is. Previous Gemara said there's a bottom line in a person's mind. Here it's not necessarily a contradiction. It means that above that bottom line, people are constantly in a state of flux. And that's true even according to Rabbana. Not just according to Rabbi, whoever it was in Amral. Not just according to Rabbi Tarfon. So therefore, again, Rabbi Bo said, Dibrakol, she'em ha'midim, right? In tevra ma'midim, and the Gemara tries to bring circumstantial evidence like this, to this. If you're going to say, our Mishnah is talking about ma'midim, and the only reason why you're getting off the hook here is because it wasn't definite, right? You're going to say there is such a thing as ma'midim by dinim ominus, and there's the only reason why he's off to is that definite nisan, and it should say our mission say Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Tarfon Shem Bar Mudav Rechon. Our mission should explicitly say that Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Rabbi Tarfon boasted the same thing. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov was at the end of the mission. Lozman Yaakov was the one who said that if you don't even eat in my house, all my stuff is forbidden upon you, that's not a valid neder. We automatically nullify it because it was just kind of like an urging to try and get the guy to come eat by you lunch or supper or whatever it is. But in any event, if you're going to say that Armish is only going like Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon holds it, if he neder is not a neder, then you should say in our Mishnah, Tanakam is Rabbi Tarfon, and the same as Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and they both go the same way. But the way our Mishnah is written, it comes across with a misimpression, it would seem, that even Rabbanan agree with this halacha that of the Reisha. Because it doesn't say that the Reisha is Rabbi Tarfon, who's like the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and the Sefer. It sounds like the Reisha is Divrei HaKol. Everybody agrees with that. No machlokas there. So therefore, since it doesn't say Rabbi Lezni Akra Tarashem Rudov Rech, they're both isolated opinions, it must be that the Tanakama is even Rabbanan. Hi, Rabbanan normally say if he neder is a neder, that's not by Mekach Memkar. Because by monetary matters, everything is always up in the air. It's all barter and shell, you know, a shell game and all that kind of stuff. Okay, it says those who learned haroitze, that it says in our Mishnah haroitze means a separate clause about if I want my friend to come eat meat. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov says I could take a neder. It's a meaningless neder, right? That those who learned our Mishnah afaroitze, which is obviously a continuity with the ratio of the Mishnah, says afaroitze means so the seifa is like the ratio. Mandamar harotze, he says that the seifa is independent of the Reisha. Messiah, it's a proof, it should be Rabbi Ami, not Rabbi Bo. Should prove Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami says the seifa of the Mishnah is, I'm thinking maybe don't shouldn't judge a Jew yourself. One second. Both the Korban Adam and Amos should change it. Does the Tzaka have to be changed? Right. No, it does have to be changed. Okay, I got it. Mandamara wrote to Misayel Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami holds that the ratio is even Rabbanon. The ratio is even Rabbanon. So then, the ratio is Rabbanon. This we paskin like. The safe is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who we don't necessarily paskin like, and we don't want the shittas to be mixed. So the ratio is talking about by monetary issues where people are constantly in a state of flux, even Rabbanon agree with that. And the safest are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, no, it's limited. It's not always like that. It's only like that in certain cases, such as the case of, you know, somebody who is demanding of his friend to eat by him. No, it's not that working out either. No, the Rabbi Elazar, what it would mean is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov extends the case. Okay, Rabbanon hold it applies to monetary matters, negotiations in the marketplace. Elazar ben Yaakov takes it to a different level. It says it applies even in a case where I want to invite my friend over for lunch and I take a neder, that neder is meaningless. So then it wouldn't be af, because the ratio is Rabbanon, and the safest are Elazar ben Yaakov. But if you're going to say there are two shittas yachid, and the ratio is Rabbi Tarvin, and the safest are Elazar ben Yaakov, they both hold the same. But Rabbanon argue, because the Rabbanon hold that even an iffy nether is a nether. And therefore, even if I say four and you say two, and we compromise on three, it was iffy nether, but each one of us meant to take our positions at least temporarily, and therefore need our Torah's Chacham. So then I would have to say the ratio is not going like Rabbanon. Because the ratio says it doesn't require Hetar Chacham. Rabbanon would hold it is. And the Seifa is not going like Rabbanon, because the Seifa is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not Rabbanon. It's explicitly Shitas Yochid. So then the word Af would be legitimate. It would say, these are two Shitas Yochid, neither would she pass from like Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay? So again, Mandamara wrote that the Seifa is a separate clause, Misayel Rabbi Ami, it's a proof of Rabbi Ami that our Mishnah is talking about wait a second. Our Mishnah. I just explained it without changing the Yerza. Okay, let's not change the Yerza. Big deal. Okay? Let's just not change it. So, Mandam Arotze, Heels learns in Arotze. Misayel Rabbi Ba. It's a proof Rabbi Ba, because that means that the Sefer is an independent Shita. It's a Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, Shita Siochid, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbanon, where the Resha. Ma'anamar Afarota, which is means. Rabbi Boaz on the top of the Rabbi Ami is the bottom of the previous page. He holds the ratio of Mishnah is only Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Boaz is the top of this page. He holds the ratio of Mishnah is also Rabbanon. See, maybe I'm confused. Maybe I'm not explaining exactly. Boaz means the pay Moshe coordinated both changes. So it's got to be that af, that I have a wrong interpretation of the word af. That af is the language of argument. I was learning that af means continuous. Also this. But I guess they're learning that af is an language which argues, which means not just what you said, but I'll take it even a step further. In other words, if you don't have the word af, they're learning that af is a confrontative word. If I say even this, it means not just what you said, even this. As opposed to if I don't use that word af, so it means I'm stating another halacha which is similar to the halacha stated before. I guess that's the way they're learning it. So Man the Maharotza, without the word Av, Misayel, Rabbi Ami. That's like Rabbi Ami, the Bo Shitas Yochid, right? That the Shitas Yochid in the ratio is Rabbi Tarfon, the Shitas Yochid in the Sefer is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Abba had a question. Why didn't it say explicitly Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Tarfon both hold the same thing? No, but it's the same Shita. right? Madamar Afa Rotze, which is again the Gemara must be learned according to Garbei Pnei Moshe, that that's a word which connotes contention and divisiveness. That's Mesayel Rabba that comes. That's like Rabbi Ba. That the ratio is Divrei Hakol. Even Rabbanu agree on that. And the Seif along with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he says, I go ahead a step further than you guys. You're saying monetary issues, everybody waffles and it's not valid nether. I hope even non-monetary issues, even where the urging is not by merchants and their customers, but urging by people inviting other people for a meal, that too is considered to be Nidre Zuzin. So that's af is a contentious thing, and that's a proof for Rabbi Ba that the ratio is Divrei Yaakov, but the same is only Divrei Elazar ben Yaakov. But getting back to the initials of the thing, Pedasa Shem Yochel said, Mantan Nidre Zuzin Rabbi Tarfo. In fact, the Mark concludes and says that our Mishnah is a Shitas Yochel. It's only Rabbi Tarfo, it's if he Nidorim and not Nidorim. But in if you hold that Nidorim are like Rabbanan, then if he Nidorim are Nidorim, so therefore in our Mishnah you wouldn't need Heter Chochem. I didn't look up what the Bavli holds on the topic, but that according to it sounds like the conclusion of the Ushalmi is that our Mishnah is a Shitas Yochel. Now, getting to the very end of our Mishnah, the very end of the Mishnah says, Markini Mas Nisa, this is where he read our Mishnah. Kol neder shani yosi do lidor, any neder I'm going to take, harei ubatel is no void, uvavad shi yazocha b'shas, and as long as you remember that tonight you made it the time of the neder. That's all a quote from the Mishnah. That's b'shalo hisna. That's only if you didn't make a condition. Now, this is a condition, says the Rebbe, in your heart. Avim hisna afo b'shein ozocha. If you made a condition in your heart at the time you made a neder, that's matir the neder, even though you made the neder verbally. What's the condition necessary for it? The way the Rebbe is tomorrow. Where I don't have a stipulation in mind at the time I take the neder, then I need my stipulation beginning of the year. But where I have a stipulation in my mind at the time that I take the neder itself, then I don't need that to have a stipulation beginning of the year, because a t'nai shibalei by nedarim is valid. Now says the Gemara, however, that's only true by Nidorim. By Nidorim, avo b'shvuos, but by shvuos there is no t'nai shebelev. It's a fascinating thing. The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara ultimately seems to reject it. But the Gemara doesn't explain, why should there not be a t'nai by shvuos? By nether, okay, you can have a t'nai in your heart which negates the nether. By shvuos, you can't have a t'nai in your heart which negates the shvuos.
You said yesterday, called Moses for Secha. Shvuos is contingent upon what you utter. Everything about a shvuos has to be uttered. So what you keep in mind has no bearing.
So it's mosas v'secha tishmar.
Right.
Anything which you articulate, you have to keep.
Exactly.
That's only by shvuah, not by nether. By nether, it's I was thinking slightly differently. I was thinking that perhaps the reason is because since the shvuah is on the gavra, whereas the nether is on the chetza. So a shvuah means that something which I undertake upon myself, so that is something which is contingent on my statement and my statement alone, regardless of what I had in my mind. It's like partnership levin and vart, because that's like a transaction. But a neder, that has to do with things which I'm doing vis-a-vis something else, things I'm doing vis-a-vis. Mm-hmm. Oh, now that I'm trying to say it out, I see it doesn't make any sense. Well, we'll just stay with your upshot. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, Tani Vindorim, Dorim Avashvuas, Tani Vindorim, I skipped the line before. Avashvuas, the Vindorim Avashvuas, Tani Vindorim, anytime Avashvuas. You can have a Tani in your nether, but not a Tani Avashvuas. Because Tani, like with that, what you learn, Shvuas HaDayonim Kitznoim should be Libenu. When the Dayonim cause the Bali Din to take a Shvuah, it's like the Tanai which is in our heart. Actually, no, I think the Gemara does bring down this pasuk over there, as you said. It was the Gemara site that we had it not so long ago, in the Yushami. Tanai Madar Bain Tanai Bishwas, that which you learn, Shwus Tanai Mishlana, we say to the guy, it's like the Tanai in our heart, love Tanai Shabakam, not like the Tanai in your heart, because Tanai Shabalev doesn't work by Shwus. Amar Rabbi, it should be Amar Rabbi Yudan, not Yuda, Yudan Chazaka, the word is missing, Kit Tanai Shabali Bainu, Humashbio. We always assume that it's like the Tanai in our heart. Why do we have to express this? Because of fools. They shouldn't think there's a Tanai in Shavuos, so therefore we enunciate this. But in fact, that's the halacha, that there is no Tanai in a Shavuos. Tani Rabbi Chanina Kum Raimon, Rabbi Chanina said from Raimon, doesn't it say, Kiyas Asher Yishno Po? It says when Am Yisrael accept the Shavuos and said to them, it's those who were there, and it should say Manu Omeir Hayom standing there, and those who are not there today. So Mach Mamina, why did it say those are there and those are not there? So he said Madoros Aboy Machrein, just like the Doros which are coming after us, ain't believe on tonight. They have no condition because they're not born yet. They can't have any conditions. If Anu ain't believe on tonight, so that we have in our heart no conditions. Now it sounds from this the way most unfortunately explained that it's a riot against, right? Because he's saying that Am Yisrael, when they took the Shavua in the Midbar, had to have in mind that there's no Tanai in their Shavua. And the way they did that is by saying, our Tanai is like the Tanai of our Shavua is like the Shavua of our Shavua would be taken by our descendants. Obviously, the Shavua they have in a sense that don't exist to make Tanaim, so too, on our Tanai, in our Shavua, there's no Tanai either. So it sounds like, though, that theoretically, it's possible to have a Tanai in the Shavua. And that's why Am Yisrael had to repudiate the potentiality of a Tanai being inherent in their Shavua. So it sounds like the one in the end does waffle a little bit. Mara initially said there's no Tanai in Shavua, even though there's a Tanai Neder. It sounds like in the end they want to say, no, it's possible there's a Tanai in Shavua. And then Am Yisrael had to preclude that by saying that just like Asher Yeshna Po, Asher Yeshna Po should be like Asher Inenu Po, you. Okay? So unclear what the conclusion of the Gemara is. Sounds like the conclusion of the Gemara is that there is a Tanai by both Shavuos and Medvarim, meaning that the Dvarim Shebelev does work in order to counteract the both of these types of oaths. Okay. Halacha Beis. Nidrei Avoy. Exaggerated in Dvarim. For example, somebody says, if I didn't see on this road, Koli Mitzrayim, 600,000 people. If I didn't see a snake the size of the beam used in pressing olives, those are not valid in the door. The Jewish Gogos Ketzah, Kigon such a Ketzah Omar. He says, Imachalti im Shosisi, takes an oath if I ate and if I drank. And later on he remembered at that time he forgot. They don't remember they ate or drank, that's not going to be a valid nether, because he wasn't doing his full cognizance. Is there sha'ini och of the sha'ini shoisa? He's not gonna eat nor drink, v'shachach v'ochav v'shosa, and he forgets he eats and drinks, that's also Nidrish Kogos. Omar Koinam Ishto also. If a person takes a koinam ishti nanasli, my wife should have no benefit from me. Or should gun voice kisi cause she stole my wallet. She hit my child. The know the shalohi kasson, then you find out that she didn't hit. The shalohi kasson, she didn't steal. Roll some och, or so this is a mistaken premise. Or roll some ochlim to einim. He sees people eating his figs in his field. Vamalem, he said to them, Harein aleichem ke korban. According to physically you, they're like a korban. Benin to avi v'achim, he finds out that it's his brother was eating, who he didn't mind. V'yimoyen acherim. Now, so the net is not void. What is that? There are other people with them. So, the father and brother are okay. The other people are not okay because neder shuto miktsa so lo utarkulo. And that which is partially opened up doesn't work for the entire nether. So, both of them are not for the nether because neder shuto miktsa so what's part of it is undermined. The entire nether is undermined as well. Okay? Says Umara. If Shashlover Bo Koli Mitzrayim is now the way the Shai Teretz Yisrael learns is Efshar with the Yud is like Efshar. It's one of those Yushalmi contractions. right? So he says, Eiv Shar Shalom Afar Bokol Mitzrayim? Well, you can't learn that there were 600,000 people there. You have 600 people traveling. Well, why is it a Nidre Havai? Ela Kenu Kem. So rather we talk about, well, actually, this line is superfluous. Let's skip a line. For Lulinus Malka, Lulinus the king, there's some gears here, Diocletianus, Diocletian, because that was Lulinus is not known to be a king, Diocletian was. Kad Nochus Tamon, when he went over down there, it's not clear where Tamon is, seems like Bavel, but it's not clear. Nechos Imei, Mev Chofri Brain, he took 1,200,000 people. So it's possible to amass that amount of people. So what does it mean? That a shvuah that you didn't see that amount of people is a shvuah as havai or neder havai. It says, well, I'll tell you.
To war.
I assume.
Or he took his own soldiers.
Yeah, either his own soldiers or we're not talking about only Mitzrayim of Jews. We're talking about Yisrael doesn't even go.
I figured there was some probably taking Jews into.
No, I don't think so. Elachin ukeyam. So what we're talking about here, be re'iyah achas. He says, I saw 600,000 people with one view. That's not possible. To see 600,000 people massed in one place, that's possible, and not to see them at once. Now, let's go to the snake issue. You said there are no such big snakes, like the snakes like the size of beams in the aisle press. But Chivi the Shvar Malka, what about the snake of Shvar Malka? But a gamlin, it swallowed camels. But a cornet swallowed wagons. When they wanted to kill it, they filled a camel's hide full of tevin, full of straw, the yavon bon gumrin, and they put hot coals in the straw, so it was smoldering, but the snake was dumb. He didn't realize what it was. He thought it was just live camels. Uvalin, and he swallowed the camels, umis, and he died from severe heartburn. So we see that there are big snakes. And Amrav Yudah Bar Pazi Anachami Meshach Dechive, I saw a snake skin that should be instead of the corn carbonator. Often, also it was made, not Ori, also. Al An Tamne, not Umne, on 8 Mastutula, it was spread over 8 benches. In other words, they were the huge snake from one skin. And Arishova Yaakov Anachami Meshach Dechive, I saw a snake screen, so like it would cover, should be cronin, from Al-Husa, the carriages of the queen, or the government. So name it, we see that they had very big snakes. So what's the exaggeration on Mishnah? So Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said the exaggeration on the size, rather the shape. Bimaruba, the guy claimed he saw a square snake. In Tamar, so says Amara, you're gonna say that that's the exaggeration. And it should be in Tamar Bimberuba. Talking about the exaggeration is that it's square. Lomali Goda, why is it true just about it? Why does it say a snake big? Right? It doesn't actually say big in our Mishnah, but I guess that a Bryce would say big like. But why does it say big like the beam? It should be square like the beam. So it says the Gemara, again, Lomali Goda, Ophila Kotan, Armisanya says, Leitz Orchin Dodan Tanya. The Derech, I never saw this clown in the Bavli, but this applies equally obviously to the Mishnah in the Bavli, because it's the same Mishnah is. It's not the Derech of a Tana, Matpis, to talk about stuff, Ela Mila Baruba, unless it's very big. Meaning whenever we exaggerate not just in, you know, in shape, but also in size. And the proof of that is very interesting. Says the Gemara, Taylor Shukain, you should know it's Kitru. The thing we learn about Gamala Perech Bavir. Talks in Mishnah, it's about camels flying through the air, which means a very fleet footed camel. So why does it say, Venisne Achbor Perech Bavir? Why talk about a camel? Just as wondrous if a mouse flies through the air, right? But the Pshat is that we like talking big. Since we like talking big, so always use the marshal of Gamala Perech Bavir, not Achbar Perech Bavir. So to here we use the same principle or a variation on that theme, and that's why it said Godo Kenachash Beis Akaris Bekaris Beis Abad. You know, it's not the size which is the issue, but rather the shape. Says the Gemara Tani Rav Shingal Miel Mer. Now this is at the end of Mises. We had this Gemara last. Shingal Miel says Ein Merulim Sheshet Mebreishes. There's nothing square in creation. Nothing was ever created square. Triangles, circles, no squares. Okay? So it says Mars is true. Now, I don't remember the rest of this Mara from Isis, but Hey Sarah Brachabatina, then we learn Guva Shabai Harris. When you have a tsaras, it's kigrisa italki. It's like an Italian coin called the gris or Italian measure. Maruban, it's square. So we see there's an affliction in nature, which is square, the affliction of tsaras. So Amrei Bisham said, no, kol da garma da delays maruba. The entire statement indicates that it's not square, because otherwise you wouldn't have to say like the square Italian Isser. Just like the Italian Isser will know it's square. So we have to say the square Italian Isser must mean it's not square. Alright, that's case Loma Tanina Maruba. Why does it say Maruba that it's square? Rabbeinu, because we want him to square it off. In other words, when the coin looks at it, he has to imagine as if it's a square coin and reckon it accordingly. But not that the tzaraas itself comes in squares. Because so nothing in nature occurs naturally in the shape of squares. Okay? Fascinating concept. So it says, what about a certain type of snail, which is the knoa, which is square? Moli kitrin, it's not really square. You'll see it's full of knots. I don't know, I guess, you know, it's like a spiral or something like that. It's not truly square. Varkuva diala, what about the thigh bone of a mountain goat, certain type of mountain goat, it's also square. No, other milamato, it's round on either lower part of the bone or the back part of the bone, but it's not completely square. The tiny came, we learned another. Isaboy may mother. Those who want to say lamar gamil obabrios. It's possible that there are square things, but not square beings. Okay, you can have a square splotch of tsaras. You can have a square, square stain which occurs in nature, but not a square looking animal. Right? Animals are not never or organisms are never learned made square. The Daikin learned also meruba ba'ochlin. Foodstuffs can be squared. But creatures are never squared. Okay, now we're just getting to a little bit of Agadita. Shav Sheker, the prohibition of Shavuot, Shav Shavuot Sheker, never be brachel, they stay by Kosh Baruch Hu together simultaneously. Mashiev Shav Pelo, Marvel Ozishmo, what human ear cannot hear and human mouth cannot express. Similarly, Machaleh Mos Yumos, that one should, what desecrates the Shabbos dies. But then what shouldn't desecrate the Shabbos, they bring carbonos. Never di barachot, they're contradictory and they stayed together. I skipped one, sorry. Zohar v'shomer, that's the most famous one, but di barachot, nemo, they would say, shomer zohar di barachot. Right? Mashiach, also, that the asim and lavin of Shabbos are integrally connected. So Mashiach, shalapelomar, v'lolos nishmar. Similarly, Erbas Eishes Ochilos Kalei shouldn't have relations with Sislaw. At the same time, you Pasuk Yivama Yavah Leah, that you should have relations as Yivama Shneim and Nibor Dibor Echad. They both said same Dibor. Obviously, it's a theological way of resolving the contradiction. Losisov Nachos Bnei Yisomi Matal Matar Acher. The traditional portion of the Shevet should remain within the Shevet, which is true the first generation when they left Mitzrayim. And Chobas, the Oreshes Nachla, that girls can inherit their parents if they're no boys. Shnei, Shnei, Nambudi, Barachel, they both stayed together. Kedin, Asuchot, make tzitzis. Losu, Basharnez, don't marry where Shatnez. Shnei, Nambudi, Barachel, they both stayed together. And that, there comes the answer to where tzitzis, even though they do have Shatnez. Bechena Omer and said to him, so too it says, fascinating weird thing. I think it's also in the Bible though. Achas diber Elokim. Hashem spoke one thing. Shtayim zushamanu. Right? Asim Elokim bedibor. Shtayim zushamanu. We heard two things. Meaning that there's no contradiction in HaKadosh Baruch Hu sivuim. But for, because, and that's what the symbolism of there being simultaneous is. For us, when they get sorted out, they seem to be contradictory. Right? That's why if tzitzis and shatnas, then what seems to be a contradistinction. Zoch and shomer, but in reality there's no contradiction between the two. They're both part of the same harmonious whole. Okay? Alright, that's seen as it says, Alo kol dvarai ke'esh, num Hashem, my words are like fire, by the name of the God says, ukipati shivotzi sela, just like a earth-shattering hammer. In other words, it's split, even though it's one unity, it can splinter into multiple parts. What does it mean it splinters into multiple parts? It means that all the mitzvahs work in tandem, not at cross purposes from each other, even though they seem to contradict each other. Okay, that's the end of this sugya. The next sugya is about Shavuot Shav and Shavuot Seker, a cute little sugya. But we'll have to leave it for tomorrow.
I wanted to mention about the bar, that could mention also those fire and ice together.
Yeah, that's true. There's no pasuk. We're talking about psukim, where the contradictions are in the psukim themselves, in the commands of psukim themselves. But that's a good point.
Fine tower and